You think stress is a feeling. It's not. Stress is a chemical event. Cortisol flooding your bloodstream. Adrenaline jacking up your heart rate. Glucose dumping into your muscles so you can fight or run. That system, the HPA axis, evolved to save your life. A lion shows up, your body goes nuclear for 90 seconds, you survive, it shuts off. The problem? Your body can't tell the difference between a lion and a work email. So it fires the same response. Same cortisol. Same adrenaline. Except now it happens 30 times a day. And it never fully shuts off. That's chronic stress. Here's what it actually does. Cortisol, when it stays elevated, literally shrinks your hippocampus. That's the part of your brain responsible for memory and learning. Chronically stressed people show measurable brain volume loss on scans. Your immune system? Cortisol suppresses it. Short term, fine. Long term? You get sick more. Heal slower. Inflammation runs wild. Your sleep gets destroyed. Cortisol should peak in the morning and drop at night. Chronic stress flattens that curve. Wired at midnight, exhausted at noon. Your gut lining breaks down. Cortisol increases intestinal permeability, leaky gut. Undigested food and bacteria leak into your bloodstream, triggering more inflammation, which triggers more cortisol. It's a loop. And your energy tanks. Your body is burning through resources, preparing for emergencies that never come. So what actually works? From my training, ashwagandha is one of the most studied adaptogens for cortisol. The research shows significant cortisol reduction, and it's been used in Ayurvedic medicine for thousands of years. Magnesium glycinate. Most people are deficient, and magnesium directly calms the nervous system. When you're stressed, you burn through it faster, which makes you more stressed. L-theanine, found in green tea, promotes alpha brainwaves. That calm but alert state. Takes the edge off without making you drowsy. But habits matter just as much. Breath work. Long exhale breathing, in for 4, out for 8. That directly activates your parasympathetic nervous system. You can shift your entire nervous state in under 2 minutes. Cold exposure. A cold shower triggers a controlled stress response that trains your body to recover faster. From my research, it's one of the most effective ways to build stress resilience. If your stress is wrecking your sleep, ask me about the sleep journey. If you want to understand the brain damage side, ask me about the brain journey. And if stress is burning through your energy, ask me about the energy journey. Stress isn't something you manage by thinking positive thoughts. It's a chemical problem. It needs a chemical solution.